This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Dr. Michael Youssef.
When you look at the average family calendar, it is overwhelming. It really is. But here's the problem. Without a healthy conversation, there can be no healthy marriage.
Learn more on the next Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
Heard Monday through Friday at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO, the Good News Station.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Meyers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We're going to be laying a little bit of foundation today. I'm going to review a few things that we've talked about over the last year because I want to lay some foundation with you about where we're going over the course of the next 4 or 5 weeks. We're going to be talking about, spending some time talking about what it takes from us to have a real encounter with God in our lives. How many of you would be really glad to have an encounter with God about right now? So anyway, we're going to lay some foundation on that. We're going to be talking about walking in the Spirit today, how that applies to our life, and how important that is for us to be able to walk in the Spirit, what the principles are that are involved for us to walk in the Spirit, and how that's going to get us to have these encounters in our life. And I'm not talking about on Sunday at the altar. I'm talking about every day in our life, where we encounter the work of the Holy Spirit every day in our life. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. If you got your Bibles this morning, you can open them up. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared. Somebody say, the things which God has prepared. For who? For those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Somebody say, the deep things of God. I want you to listen closely this morning because we're going to be talking about the deep things of God and how the Holy Spirit searches those things. God wants to get us to a place where we begin to understand the revelation of his word. I mean, being superficial and being shallow is kind of the curse of our culture today, especially in this present generation. How many of you know that this morning? We see a lot of people that have a shallow attitude towards life, and they live superficially, and everything is based on toys or materialism in their life. They gain their happiness from the toys that they have. Amen? I want you to ask yourself this question this morning. Not are you a smart person, not are you a beautiful person, but I want you to ask this. Are you a deep person? Is there some depth to who you are? Say, self, are you deep? Don't answer it yet. Just ponder it. How many of you know this morning that your looks are not the real you? What you see in the mirror is not the real you. Because how many know your looks can go? And somebody said, amen. Some of us were very good looking 20 years ago. But how many know your looks can go? And after your looks go, you can still be here. And everybody else said, amen. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to reveal some things to us that God has hidden in the depths of his heart, that he wants to reveal them to his people, to his children. And he wants us to be able to tune into those things so that we can walk in a different level of revelation, that where we can really begin to live the dream that he has for us. Let's pray this morning. Amen. Heavenly Father, this morning I thank you for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for the anointing in this house. I thank you for your word this morning. Father, transform us this morning by truth. Give me entrance into every heart of every man, every woman in this house within the sound of my voice. Father, let me walk along the corridors of their hearts with truth. And let your anointing change us, God. Father, that we will leave this place different than when we got here. Lord, we declare all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17 says, Paul prayed to the church in Ephesus. How many know that that was the largest church in his generation in that time? That was a huge church, amen? In about 3 years, that church had grown to about 30,000 converts. Well, that's big. In one city, in the town of Ephesus. And Paul said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Now listen to me very closely this morning because I want you to catch this. We're going to build on this as we go. Amen. When the revealed truth, when we get a revelation about the death, burial, and resurrection in our lives, and that revelation begins to enlighten us, that's when we recognize that the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the consummate act of anything and everything that God could ever do for us. That's where the work was finished. Somebody say that's where it was finished. That's where God met every broken need of humanity. That's where he fixed us. It's not Jesus plus three other things. Come on now. Somebody said, well, if you get what Jesus did at the cross, you get a revelation of the death, burial, and resurrection, and you pray 30 minutes a day, and you get around the right people that will encourage you and lift you up, well, then you can become what God wants you to be. Come on, amen? That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that what Jesus did at the cross, through the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it is the consummate power of God that can change a human being's life for all of eternity. That act, that power is what done it. Amen? In fact, Paul wrote in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, he said this, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody say the gospel. How many know what the gospel is this morning? It's the good news. It's good tidings. It's what, we need some good news sometimes, don't we? It's the good news of the cross. Somebody said one time they were just talking about some principle in the Bible, and they said, well, that's the gospel. No, that's not the gospel. It's a principle. The gospel of Jesus Christ is that God became a man, came to earth, died on a cross, and was risen from the dead, and paid the debt of your sin. That's the good news, that you ain't guilty anymore. How many know when you go to court and stand in front of a judge, and the judge says, I find you not guilty, that's good news. How many know when you get to heaven, come on now, when you get to heaven and you stand before God, he's going to look at you and see the blood of Jesus, and he says, I find you not guilty. Enter in. Oh, that's a good place to get excited. It gets me excited. Amen. Hallelujah. Gospel. It's the good news. It's glad tidings. That means if what you're getting today in your life ain't making you feel better, then it's not good news. How many of you know that when bad things come to you, that's not good news? How many of you ever get the phone call? Or you get a message about the kids? Or Aunt Lola, don't want to talk to you no more. Come on. Well, for some of y'all, that might be good news. Listen, I've been to some churches and heard people preach where I left feeling a whole lot worse than when I got there. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? I felt like the pastor was out to get me. I said, oh, man, I ended up at the wrong church. Amen. But I recognize that this is the truth, that God is not seeking me so that he can destroy me, but he's seeking me so that he can lift me up. Redemption comes into my life to lift me up. Redemption comes in my life to change me. The Bible teaches me to lift up my eyes. The Bible teaches me that when my redemption draws near, what do? I lift up my head. So today I got some good news for you. Somebody say, he's got good news. Jesus has come to lift up your head. He doesn't want you to be downcast. He wants you to be full of joy. Amen. He's come to lift up your burdens. He's come to take off your problems. He's come to heal the sick. Come on, somebody. He's come to lift up your spirit so you don't have to be down and out. Oh, that's good news. See, some of y'all this morning look like y'all need to be lifted up. Look at the person next to you and say, you need to be lifted up. You're depressing me. Woo! He's come to lift up our lives so that we can learn to live on a different level than what we've been living on. Because he wants us to keep growing into new dimensions and new things. Amen? How many of you are happy about that? Hallelujah. I'm happy about that. I don't want to stay where I'm at. I want to keep on moving in. The gospel is the good news. It's good news for you and I. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Watch this. For it is the power of God. Somebody said, how do you cut up all the power? How do you pass out all the power? You cut up the power and get the power to increase in your life by spreading the gospel. You tell the good news. You want to overcome something in your life? Tell the good news. You say, well, I fasted for 2 weeks and I prayed and I called on heaven and nothing happened. Well, how many know your fasting didn't make God any more powerful? God didn't see your praying and fasting going, I'm getting stronger. This is like eating spinach. Let it sink in. You'll get it. It's all right. How many of you know there's nothing more powerful than getting a dead man up out of the grave? There ain't nothing more powerful than that. That's more powerful than a nuclear bomb. That's more powerful than any known energy that we have. It's more powerful than all the armies on the earth, all the militaries, all the kingdoms, all the empires, all the nations. When God came and broke the power of death and raised Jesus from the dead, that was pretty powerful in itself. But he not only broke the power of death, he broke the power of sin. Somebody say, that's powerful. Hallelujah. He broke the power of the enemy over your life. And if God can raise something from the dead, if he can call back dead things to life, how many know he can make your car payment next week? He can get you the job that you need. He can have a breakthrough take place in your life where you didn't even know you needed a breakthrough because you hadn't gotten to the problem yet. Come on, he saw trouble coming for you before you ever got in trouble, and he made a way for you. Hallelujah. Amen. He can get your kids off drugs. Come on. Hallelujah. If he can raise his son from the dead, there is nothing that is impossible for God in your life. But we live our life all the time thinking, well, it's just God touches everybody else, but he don't touch me. How many of you understand this morning that the reason why you ain't getting touched ain't because God hasn't done it for you. The reason why you're not getting touched is because you're not walking in the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You're not walking by the Spirit. Because that's where the victory comes, when we walk by the Spirit. When we understand the revealed truth and the revelation comes, then we are able to walk in the power that God has set before us, and the gospel of Jesus Christ becomes real in our life. We're not defeated, we're victorious. We're not overcome, we're overcomers. Anybody ever felt overcome before? Come on, somebody, then walk in the Spirit. Huh?
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
There was a Bible school teacher who used to take his students down to the cemetery, and he'd say, this is, I'm going to teach you how to preach. Because it was a class for preachers. He'd take them down to the cemetery, and he said, okay, start preaching to the tombs. And they'd get their hankies out and just start preaching. I mean, they wasn't getting a lot of amens down in the cemetery. He'd have them preach to the tombstone all day until they just couldn't hardly stand to preach anymore. And they would get frustrated. And they would say, why you got us down here preaching to all these graves? And this is pointless. It doesn't make any sense. Listen, that's the way it is for a lot of us preachers on Sunday morning. I've preached to some crowds sometimes, man, I wonder if they was alive or dead. Listen, the Spirit of God has to quicken your heart for you to be able to hear it. And you got to be able to tune in to the truth to be able to get your heart quickened. Otherwise, people are going to come to church and they're going to leave just as dead as they were when they got here. No life, no revelation. But how many know when the revealed truth comes into the house? How many know when the revealed truth comes into the house? Listen, how many times you ever read the Bible and you read something and it didn't make no sense to you when you read it? And you just read it, and you read it, and you read it, and you read it, and then one Sunday you went to church, and the pastor taught on something, you got a revelation, you read that scripture again, and you're like, oh my God, how did I miss that? That's what that means. I didn't know what that meant, but now I know what that means. That's the spirit of revelation in your life. And you find that promise, and you find that guarantee, you find that principle, you find something that you didn't know that you could ever have, and all of a sudden you know you can get it, and you also know that God's been with you all along the way. It ain't been you all by yourself. Come on, that's a good revelation, amen? I mean, if God be for me, who can be against me? That's a good revelation. Oh, there's a lot of good revelations in the Bible this morning. Amen? You know, I say, well, what does that mean to me? That means, well, if you got a jerk for a boss, then you can still have a happy day. That means when you get the, oh, here you go. When you get the letter from the IRS, you ain't got to go cry. That's what the spirit of revelation does in the heart of a man or a woman who will love God. Hallelujah. How many of you really want revealed truth in your life this morning? Is there anybody in the house that wants revealed truth? Now listen to me. Anything that you get a revelation about, that's the area of your life that you have mastery over. Whatever you get the revelation on, that's what you master. Amen. How many know if you work in a trade or you have a chosen job, and if you're a carpenter and you've learned everything there is to know about carpentry and you know everything about your trade and you've been doing it for a while, what do we say about you? You are a master carpenter. Isn't that right? You've mastered it. Come on, somebody. Help me this morning. Amen. It's the same way when you ride a motorcycle. If you get on a motorcycle, the first time you get on it, it's a little bit scary. You go slow around the corners. But after you ride a motorcycle for a long period of time, what do? You master it. Come on. We learn how to do it. Amen. You learn how to master it. Because anything that you get a revelation on how it works, talk to me. When you get the revealed truth on how it works, then you have the ability to step into that thing and learn how to master it. Come on, I got one amen on that. Come on. The Bible says that the children of Israel knew God's acts, but Moses knew his ways. They knew his acts, but Moses knew his ways. You say, well, what does that mean to me? That means when the children of Israel walked out into the wilderness and there was no food and there was no water, they started to panic. They started to get fearful. They started to complain and murmur, and some of them wanted to go back to Egypt. They stayed up all night having anxiety attacks. How many know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever stayed up all night having anxiety attacks? Well, how many know that Moses wasn't having an anxiety attack? He didn't get anxious about anything. He just said, I know God's ways. See, y'all know God's acts. But I know God's ways. I know him because I got a revelation of how God operates. I've seen him operate. I've been around him. So all I got to do is hear something from God and go strike a rock and we'll get some water. Why? Because I know God's ways. Come on, somebody, amen. Because how many of you know when you understand how God works and get the revealed truth of how God works, then all of a sudden you can begin to do things in your life and get mastery over those things in your life that you never thought you could master before and begin to walk in new levels of maturity, higher dimensions of living, new places of overcoming. Amen? Listen, if you're going to walk in the spirit of wisdom and revelation, number one, really simple, you must become childlike. You must become, if you're going to walk in the Spirit, you must become childlike. Come on, I'm going to say it again. Somebody got to help me. You must become childlike. Amen? Amen. Look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. Here's what Jesus said. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and have revealed them to babes. Now, how many of you know he's talking about the mysteries of God right here? He's talking about understanding the parables, understanding the things that he's been teaching. And he's saying, Father, you've hidden them from the people that think that they know everything. You've hidden it from all the know-it-alls. You've hidden it from all the people that think they've got you figured out. And you have revealed it to babes. Another place in Scripture, Jesus said this, unless you become like little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Boy, think about that. Unless you become like little children, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, how many of you know, watch this, Jesus was not saying, I want you to become childish to get a revelation. He said, I want you to become childlike. There's a big difference between being childish. We got a lot of childish people in the ministry, come on. And being childlike. There's a lot of people that act childish. Which means that when they act childish, they throw temper tantrums when they don't get their way. They don't want to talk to you no more. They don't want to be civil to you no more. They see you coming down the hallway and they turn their head and go the other way. Can't, let me just clue you in on something. That's not maturity. I don't care if they've been in the church 45 years and they know every song ever written. That's immaturity. People like that believe it's everybody else's fault for everything wrong in their life. But childlikeness means this. And this is, I know this because my daughter's 3 years old. And how many of you know if Jesse wants to get in a swimming pool, then guess what? I got to help her. And she's potty trained now, but how many of you know she ain't learned how to use the toilet paper yet? Come on now. How many know what I'm talking about at 3 years old? Daddy, come and wipe my honey all through the house. Y'all laughing, but y'all know. It's true. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because Kim and I have to help her. She can't help her. So if she's going to go to potty, we got to help her go potty. She's not mature enough to do it. Amen? And that means that she has to be dependent on Kim, or she has to be dependent on me. And that's what Jesus is talking about here. He's looking for people that are dependent on him. Come on, somebody, help me. Amen? Now, Jessie thinks that she can do everything and she can rule the world. She does. She does. She's 3 years old. She knows everything. But how many know that's just not a reality for her? Amen. She's dependent. Amen. So Jesus was saying, I give you the spirit of revelation, not to those people who believe they don't need anything, but I give the spirit of wisdom and revelation to people that need, that understand that they need me, that understand they need to be dependent on me. He's not giving it to people that think they got it all figured out. I mean, there's a lot of folks that go to church all over the world today think they got it all figured out. He said, I want you to become childlike. If you become like a babe, if you do it in simplicity and humility, and you have a desire to learn the truths of God's word, that means if you can sit in church and receive what's coming across the pulpit without sitting there and this going through your head going, I know that. I know that. What's he don't know what he's talking about right there. I mean, that's not childlike. Because the childlike spirit would say, God planted me in the house, and there's obviously something coming across the pulpit that's for me today, or I wouldn't be here. How many know that God is looking for in our lives is for us to become simple again. Just to be simple. Not to be so complicated. It takes a bunch of theologians to make the Bible complicated.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.